I want to share something this morning. All of us have had moments that are great awakening. And it's like, this is a moment meant for me during the last few weeks, or the last couple weeks especially. And I've had those. As soon as my phone does, here we go. This morning, there was a beautiful message that is meant for so many people on the planet. And I want to do what I can to share this message with you. Some of you may have known or read that one of the ways that I serve is to serve veterans and police and fire and first responders that have post-traumatic stress. There's an organization in Kansas City that has a firm, has a program, a healing academy. It's called The Battle Within. And they have 15 days that are free for these individuals, separate programs for women, separate programs for men, to dive deeply into what's going on with them. And what they have, what I call, is a very powerful spiritual healing model. In some ways, what they teach is exactly what we do in Unity and other places that have positive thoughts, has believe in the power of meditation and mindfulness and so on. And there's a private Facebook page of graduates of this program. I attended the program. I'm not a vet myself. After Vietnam, I read about the difficulty of veterans coming back from the war, and they weren't supported, and I ended up volunteering and helping to lead combat rap groups for veterans for decades. And I went through the program myself as a participant because I needed it. I had picked up a lot of stuff I thought I'd handled, you know. Well, you know that one. Anyway, there's this one Kansas City policeman. He's a big guy, really strong, and he has really been around. I'm not sure exactly how many years he had served as a policeman in the Kansas City area. But a lot of us know, when you think about it, we hear a lot about veteran suicides, 22 suicides a day still. And I'm not sure what the number is for police having challenges, but they are really having difficulties. And those that have had this difficulty with stress, they see everything. Things that no human being should see. And they also are taught rather well to suck it up and just go ahead and do it anyway. Get back on the duty. And so to see the healing and the power and the growth of so many of them is so touching and so loving. And I won't say his name, but he posted this. I read this morning. These are all for all alums, 250 members of this program. I am thankful for all of you. In these times of uncertainty and fear, you all are a beacon of light. We all have our own fears and insecurities, but we all have the ability to adapt and overcome bad situations. This is a proven fact, as you are certainly reading this. That being said, there are a lot that have untapped awesomeness that needs to be let out. So do it, ! So do it. Tap into it, even if it's just for a few minutes. Throw the insecurities out the window and let yourself be awesome. You are worth it and deserve it. Love you all. Be safe, and thank you. And so people can demonstrate what we're talking about and what Jesus demonstrated, as he knew what was in store for him. And we wonder why he didn't make another choice.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
You probably didn't hear that. On my phone, Siri said, "Sorry, I didn't catch that." Try tapping the above to edit. Oh, thank you for caring, Siri. And so, why? We wonder, what is it? Jesus said this. As he came near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "If you, even you, had only recognized on this day the things that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes." So that was the journey that Jesus was talking about and quoted about saying. So on this journey of ours, do we believe, for example, that the energy, the essence of Jesus of Nazareth is with us now? His physical form is not, of course. What do we believe that we have within us as we continue this journey? And where is our focus? They're hidden from our eyes, our human eyes. What are we called to do? And what are we called to say, well, this is the time in the midst of everything that seems absolutely chaotic and painful and increasingly so at one level of our form, what am I to do? What am I to do? So why did Jesus make the journey? He came to cleanse the temple. And what is the temple? Some might say it might be the established religious order at the time. Some might say it's the temple that some of us worship at the time, and at this time. So what would we say that it's all about? It's possible that Jesus... This is the story of this. I'm sorry, guys. Jesus' journey to the center of the religious thought, the temple, that has become a castle of intolerance and crystallized thought. So he came to upend the order. And so one of the things that he taught us is that truth must enter the temple and speak the word that frees. So if we're entering the temple of, for example, a belief in absolute reality of our human form and all the conditions on the planet and in our lives, what would the truth be for you that would set you free? Is it something as simple? Some would call it a mind game. Oh, well, I just changed my thoughts about the horror and about the pain and about feeling alone and or feeling anger and so on, and everything will be fine. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? So here we go. It always comes back to we have the ability to tap into our magnificence. That's why we're here. And so does everybody on the planet. And there's some individuals that would say, well, if we want peace on earth, it has to begin with the government. It has to begin with healing. It happens to be, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with you. And yet the intention is that we are one with God. There's no separation. There's no place that we can be where the Spirit of God as we know it is not. Yesterday I had a wonderful walk on a trail near here. Voorhees Trail, Rail Trail, however you pronounce it. I'm working on that, yes. And it was great. I was walking about 2 miles, and I had misread an email about the starting time of this Zoom reunion of cousins on my mother's side, cousins from all over the country, probably about 30 people on the call. So I was walking around having a good time on the trail, and being outside yesterday was wonderful for me and probably for some of you that might have been out. It was just beautiful. Somehow pulled off the trail and got on the call. And we had a wonderful call, and I could see them, and they could see me, and it was a little getting somewhat chilly, and I was getting tired of sitting on the bench, so I kept walking back to my car with a phone and talking and hearing, and what a surreal experience, and to hear some incredible, incredible, incredible stories. One being my, and here's where I'm inviting you, by the way, just because I'm sharing a few stories. Each of you have your own aha moments, series of incredible breakthroughs of awareness of this is a God moment, my awareness of this during this virus time, that share it with someone else. One cousin that lives in Oklahoma said, a next door neighbor just moved in from Russia. They didn't speak English too well. And she had some acquaintance with her, but not much, with them, but not much. The family is a big family there. And so a couple of days ago, they heard a bunch of noise outside, and they checked outside, and there was a whole bunch of people in front of that house, the Russian's house, and they came out, and they were right there, and these people had learned a song in Russian. They didn't speak Russian, and they just sang it to them, and apparently it was just an absolutely stunningly beautiful, powerful, loving moment in the midst of all this. So reaching out to in ways that will maybe push your comfort zones is what it's all about. So, I can change all thoughts that hurt as I shift my perception to this holy instant where the peace of God is my one goal, I choose again, and I choose peace, love, and joy. So, in this time, we have opportunities to say, well, I really am going to wait till it's all over. What am I going to do? I've got so many things on my plate that I'm used to being who I thought I was. I used to be going to work, showing up there, doing whatever that was, and the family, and so on. The stories that we have are endless, are endless, are endless. And so when we look at life from a spiritual lens, we do have another call. And what could that call be to you? One of the lessons I have been learning is that it is my call to say, this isn't enough for me, what I'm seeing. What I'm seeing on television and so on quite often with the news is certainly not another level of reality. It's not the reality that I choose to be with. And so what are we doing? What are we doing? Well, here at Unity of Albany, your leadership team and myself, we've been looking at all kinds of possibilities, and I think you've seen, you heard through the announcements that we are beginning to crank up and really hop online and offering lots of opportunities for you to be connected with people in your Unity family here. And so also, I want to hear from some of you some of your stories. You heard me share a few, and you've heard others you've been sharing. Some of these heart-to-heart sessions I've had, people have been commenting and sharing what's been going on with them, and some of the incredible compassionate and shifts in consciousness stories that people have been wonderful. So please email any ideas or any stories you have about what's been going on with you. And I think the Unity email address would be office@unityalbany.org. Is that correct? office@unityalbany.org. office@unityalbany.org. Email me maybe one example of something that felt really important for you. Or perhaps, how about this? I don't know about you, but on my way here, several times in my life, I learned a lot about grief, is I've allowed myself to have grief bursts. You know what a grief burst is? It's really, in some ways, at first it feels horrible, especially if you're around other people, especially for men, especially for me. It was really difficult. But you know, there comes a time in our life where it's such a gut hit. We cannot avoid one human level of response of grief. Anything that is not of love is a call for love. If we're not holding and believing and seeing within this horrible situation, in the anger, in the sadness, in the pain, in the grief, that there is an opportunity to choose love, then perhaps we won't. On the other hand, what about in the human condition that we embrace how we are feeling and how we are thinking instead of pushing it away? It's something we teach everywhere in Unity, and we teach that people, that your emotions are one of the most genuine aspects of human level existence. And so I want to suggest that on my way here and a few times since, I've had, when I least expected, there's some grief coming up, some tears, and quite often, I don't know, can't relate to definitely cause and effect. That's not important. That's what the ego wants. What about allowing you to be? And usually on Sundays, if I have, I'm planning for a Sunday morning and something really heavy for me, I'll do my grief work, my grief bursts, my tear bursts early in the morning. And I did that yesterday. So didn't do one today yet. And so that's cleansing as powerful as healing power in tears. And for us males, it's somewhat difficult sometimes to allow ourselves to really, we think we need to gut it out and get right through it. Well, could we commit ourselves to growing through this time on planet Earth rather than going through it? I believe I said last week, and perhaps you probably didn't hear me say it, and perhaps I didn't really say it. Either one's possible. But I had a dream that I was 5 or 10 or 20 years into the future, And I was with some other people, and we were looking at and talking about, well, remember that time they called the Corona 19 pandemic? And I said, yeah, I would say yes. And yeah, well, what did you do during that time? What was your legacy? And I remember, wow. My message out of that dream was, what am I wanting to leave for me and for humanity? What's my gift to give? Somehow it's not, we're going to be the perfect spiritual person. We're going to be the perfect unity person. We're going to be, even that would suggest we are all recovering perfectaholics, which at some levels we are, at least I am. So what are we committed to? What is up for us? What's our intention? And if the way things are happening on this planet right now, these intentions are going to change rather dramatically and rather quickly. I mean, I've been here now, I think it's 12 days. Is that right? The 12 days of my journey to Albany. You know, and I want to share about this. Early on, when we had our first board meeting, and board members, you might remind me, I don't know that the corona had really kicked into even anywhere near high gear yet. Is that right? It did not. And as I began to pay attention, there's a part of me that was saying, you know, the monkey mind chatter, the ego. You ever made decisions and nothing you can ever say or do satisfies your critic, your ego? E-G-O stands for easing God out or elbowing God out. And so anyway, 12 days ago, whenever it was, wasn't it in end of January? I don't know when we first connected the board. We had a Zoom call. So it's like an interview with me. It seems like eons ago. Anyway, I didn't know much about the coronavirus is going anywhere near what it is now. And so the dialogue continued, and we both seemed to say, yeah, well, this is a good match. It felt really good, and it certainly continues to feel good for me. And kept going forward with the corona journey, just leapfrogging every second, it seems like. I had some thoughts. I said, I'm wondering if this would be the place to be in Albany. And then as I read about the headlines around New York City and then New York State, I was wondering, well, really, Steve, are you doing, is this your call? My response was always absolutely a quick one, absolutely. And part of it is I have no fear of the worst happening to me personally. The worst, what's the worst? I don't fear death, that's not the worst. The worst is living this life and being afraid and being in fear. So what's the worst for you? We've all signed up for this journey. How do we know that? Well, we're here. And so as long as I'm here, that must suggest to me there's something for me to do. So my choice is I want to be with an organization, with a community, with a spiritual community, with a place right now called Unity of Albany and other places from the past and other places in the future that are unknown, and support all of us in a divine awakening, a spiritual awakening that is happening on the planet and that the Unity Movement has declared we are stepping into and up to and onto the world stage. And a lot of Unity ministries around the country have declared that's even part of their vision statement. We've done that. And so, like it or not, that's where one of the gifts of corona right now, what I see is, yes, we are invited to recognize we are not alone. You take anything that has promoted separation. How about starting with politics? That seems like a distant lifetime ago when it was so up with so much anger and tension and myself included. I'm much better now than I ever was, but still. They don't always agree with me. Imagine that. So, what is up for us? What are we going to do? So, this A Course in Miracles statement is, I can change all the thoughts that hurt as I shift my perception to this holy instant. Now, here's a suggestion, invitation for you. Faith in action type of possibility if you want to embrace it. Embracing as a holy instant the next time you watch or listen to the news. that you declare. I declare that this is a holy instant, and I am open and receptive to what is mine to hear and what is mine to do. Take a breath. And then what about where the peace of God is my one goal? What, imagine that. Is the peace of God your one goal, or is it being right about what causes a pandemic? Is the peace of God your one goal, or is it about the pain of isolation and oneness? It was beautiful to see on these heart-to-heart meetings online people saying that, first of all, a lot of them were somewhat excited about finally being able to get the technology to work for them. A lot of folks live alone. A lot of folks don't know how to do this. We know that some people are not computer able to get online and to do the kind of connection that we talk about. So here's another thing as far as an action for you. It's called be a Zoom buddy for someone, or be a buddy for someone. And I know a lot of you have already been reaching out to people you know in the Unity community. And we're not limiting this, of course, to the Unity community. It's friends everywhere. You reach out to them and just check in and see how they're doing. And may not be able to visit them, but whatever you can do to reach out. And also, please let us know how that's going for you. The prayer chaplains will be reaching out to you in ways you'll be hearing from them shortly. And there'll be also other activities on Zoom where we want to reach out to you. And it's one thing to reach out to, and it's another thing for you to respond to us. And it's not that we have the latest and greatest for everything. We want all of your ideas for what we can be doing on Sundays. And so what we have used to been doing is changing. And we're it. You're it. Will we have the intention? Will we have the kind of faith that Jesus of Nazareth taught us as he rode towards what was his? Will we have that same faith as we are aware that this is where we are right now? And I would say, yes, you do. As we discover and rediscover continually, over and over again, moment by moment, our divinity, the power that is within us no matter what's happening. And so I see that in all of you. I hold that for you. And together we make a difference on this planet. There is peace on the world, in the world. There is peace on earth. There is love and power and healing. And we're it. God bless you.